Secula, more developments on the Planned Parenthood videos investigating the investigators.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
As you know, there are, I think, three investigations going on currently into those videos and if they represent what they appear to. Why not let the investigations happen first? I mean, you're saying that there's criminal activity. You don't know that there's criminal activity.
I said what appears to be criminal activity, but it's certainly disturbing activity. And why should they be getting taxpayer money while these investigations are going on? I'm on the Judiciary Committee. I'm on the Oversight Committee. Two of the three committees look into this issue. Of course we should continue the investigation. Of course we should get all the information out there. But we know enough already to say this organization shouldn't be getting your tax money.
The Center for Medical Progress exposing the selling of intact dead babies. They did what the mainstream media would never do, piercing an iconic organization that media hacks spend careers covering for. The CMP dedicated years to this project, exposing a service that most people never knew existed because most journalists chose to ignore it. That's real reporting. Yet after exposing the unspeakable, no accolades. If only Republicans were sending the dead babies by mail instead, it would matter.
You've gone down this road before of attempting to defund Planned Parenthood and shutting down the government, and it hasn't worked well for Republicans. Why go down it again?
Planned Parenthood has been engaged. These videos point out some of the most disgusting, immoral, and what looks like criminal activity. There is no way, no way they should be getting a penny of taxpayer money.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We're going to give you an update on the Planned Parenthood cases. But let me also tell you what we're going to be getting into a little bit today and tomorrow and then next week. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, the Angry Atheists, as they're called, and that's what Jordan has coined that phrase, has, in fact, started a campaign against major universities, and this is an attempt to shut down the chaplain programs at the University of Georgia, Auburn, University of South Carolina, Mississippi State, University of Alabama, a lot of SEC schools, University of Tennessee, Louisiana State University, Missouri, University of Washington, Georgia Institute of Technology, University of Illinois, Florida State, University of Mississippi, University of Wisconsin, and Clemson. And Jordan, they've sent a nasty letter. I've got it here. We're responding. You've dealt with them before, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, but tell everybody quickly what they are.
Well, this is an organization that is really focused on mocking the people of faith in America, specifically targeting Christians. They mock the Bible, and they sell Bible warning label stickers on their website, and they sell no gods, no masters stickers. They put up the billboards, and what they try to do with these schools is intimidate them and scare them away with the threat of a potential lawsuit, and to see if the schools will cave. That's why it takes community support. If you're in a state and one of the cities near one of those schools, maybe you attended one of those schools and you're listening to this broadcast, or you have family that does, they need your support because they're coming under a new attack and it's football season about to start. So this pressure will build from Freedom From Religion Foundation to try and take out these chaplain programs by getting the schools to back down.
We're going to work on this, but also we want you to participate, folks, via Facebook, Periscope, phones. We're going to talk about this issue, Planned Parenthood, but again, also this Freedom From Religion Foundation issue. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. It's an interesting comment already coming in.
That's right. Lots of comments coming in from Periscope and Facebook. You can watch the show, be a part of it live. Right now, all you have to do is go to Facebook.com/JaySekulo or find us on Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulo. We're there right now. But yes, a lot of people chiming in, a lot of people upset about their college football teams being attacked by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Sorry, it's a little bit of a tongue twister. One person said, "War Eagle, and glory to God." Now I'm a Bulldog, but I'll be okay with that. That's fine with me. But one person just also put, "Bring them to a NASCAR race." That's true. If you go to a NASCAR race, you're sure to hear prayer. Probably the only professional sport that opens in prayer.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to read some of the letter when we come back. I'm also going to give you an update on the Planned Parenthood situation. We're taking your phone calls. Your reaction to the Freedom From Religion Foundation and this Planned Parenthood situation as well. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Folks, we're in the last couple of days here of our matching challenge campaign. We really need your help. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ at ACLJ.org, we're getting a matching gift for. So that's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I'm going to urge you, we're a little bit behind where we need to be for next year, for this year. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Issues today. One is, and it's going to be, we're going to launch it formally tomorrow. We got a letter here from the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent to about 10 major college schools. They want the chaplaincy program stopped. They don't want any kind of what they call Christian influence on these schools, especially with Auburn. They really do target Auburn, but they target these others as well. They want the chaplains terminated. They want to know, they want any sideline in praying with players and coaches to stop as well. They don't like the fact that one of the chaplains said they baptized about 20 of the players, and we're going to react to this group. But this is a group, as Jordan said, and again, I'm going to reset this. This is a group that goes out of their way to offend Christians. I mean, they're primarily focused on offending Christians. You never hear them really talk about Islam. They don't talk about anything else. But boy, did they like to offend Christians. Jordan, go ahead and talk about that, and then I've got something for Than.
You know, they have songs. We played them before on this broadcast. It's been a while. Nothing Fails Like Prayer, sung by one of their co-presidents. Yeah. They sell a Bible warning label to raise money on their website, ffrf.org, which has a skull and crossbones on it. It says, warning, literal belief in this book may endanger your health and life. And they put up those provocative advertisements and signs and campaigns, but the truth is what they're trying to do with these schools is make the initial threat of, if you don't do what we want, there may be a lawsuit, you may be in some kind of violation of law. And again, if you read closely what they're saying, it's really, which is typical from Freedom From Religion Foundation, just things they don't like, not necessarily things that are illegal. They're not citing lots of legal precedent here or court cases. They just don't like the fact that some of these football teams have primarily voluntary chaplains. Some get some kind of stipend for work they do with the team outside of their role as the chaplain. They don't like that either.
You know, they actually say in this, in order to aid the university in protecting its students from religious discrimination, they're saying having a chaplain is religious discrimination. You could adopt our model policy. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk about this or the Planned Parenthood issue, we'll start talking about both.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments coming in online. We got one person, Kelsey from Periscope, said, can't they just say no, essentially the players? Can't the players, if they are really that offended, can they just, of course, it's all voluntary.
They're adults.
Nothing is forced, yes. You know, and a lot of other comments, a lot of support for teams and schools that these people went to. We got a lot of Go Tigers, got a lot of Roll Tides coming on. One person actually said, you know, typically they would prefer not to have a chaplain in the team that they're against because, you know, they're trying to win. They only have God on their side. But, you know, that's just the conversations are going. Everyone's joking around, having a good time. But really the issue is, these vicious attacks on these schools, and really on something to kind of bring normalcy to a very unnormal situation
for
these players.
And that's exactly right. They're trying to help the players. You know, Fan, it's interesting here because Congress has had a deal with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, too, and including going after – I mean, our audience is so much larger than it was when we had this case. But tell people one of their main attacks. Remember that One Nation Under God? Boom. I mean, that was
You have this conversation. I think there's a temptation to say these are ridiculous attacks. They will never win. Well, when the United States Congress tangled with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they actually won for a moment. They challenged the inscription of the national motto, "In God We Trust," in the new Capitol Visitor Center. They actually sued a statute passed by Congress to inscribe it. And that statute, or that motto, was not going to go up, Jay, until we engaged on behalf of the members of Congress, fought back. And if you walk through that Capitol Visitor Center today, it's right there, front and center, in letters that are about 4 feet high. But it wouldn't have been there today if nobody had fought back.
You know, it's interesting, folks. This is the reason why the ACLJ, whether it is a complicated issue like Planned Parenthood or something like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the ACLJ is there front and center. I want to ask you all that are listening to this broadcast right now to do something for us. And like I said, Logan's be hosting tomorrow with Jordan and I are out on a matter. But we need your support. We are in our matching challenge campaign. I want you to go to ACLJ.org. If you donate any amount of money, $10, $20, whatever it is, we're getting a matching gift for it. So 10 becomes 20, 20, 40. You could also call in at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And whether it is Planned Parenthood or Freedom From Religion Foundation, the ACLJ, because of your support, we are front and center on this. So again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
We got another fun comment coming in on Facebook from Justina Espado. Came in and said, "I don't believe in unicorns. I want all things with unicorns banned. I am offended by unicorns." Basically saying, if you don't believe in this and you're this offended, you know, why don't you just, you know,
not participate,
not be a part of it. It's something crazy. And let's go to a phone call. Hold on.
Let's go to a call.
Mike is calling from Alabama. Mike, you're on the air.
All right, Mike.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I wanted to just say that, yes, there is a true living God, and I worship him. And for what he has brought me through from where I used to be, I know that there is a true God. And for these people trying to strip Jesus from our hearts, all we can do is pray for them that one day that they'll realize that there is a really true living God.
Well, let me tell you, it's fine. I think, listen, praying for those that are opposing you is fine, and I think that's good. But let me tell you what we're doing at the ACLJ. We're going to get a letter off to every single one of these schools that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is threatening and say, here's what the law is, and make sure they understand what the legal position is so that these schools do not feel intimidated by this. Because the fact is, Jordan, when we've gone against the Freedom From Religion Foundation, I'm not bragging here, folks, it's just fact, we have never lost.
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, Freedom From Religion Foundation, their victories come from the threat of lawsuits, from the idea that you're in somehow violation and trying to scare, you know, these state universities away, or, you know, small towns and cities. But when they actually go to court, they fail. And whether it's In God We Trust or the National Day of Prayer or even One Nation Under God in our Pledge of Allegiance, they have failed all the way up to, occasionally to the Supreme Court, but usually it's over before that. That does not mean, however, that you shouldn't take their threat seriously, because they do get victories by trying to intimidate and scare these towns from what could be costly legal battles.
I will tell you this also. On Monday's broadcast, I'm going to get our team to put together a list of the cases brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And folks, you'll see. And sometimes they win at the initial level. We've never lost against them, though. We've always ended up winning. These are groups that challenge the cross at Ground Zero. We are getting some calls also in on the Planned Parenthood questions, so let's get a couple. Let's take one of those phone calls, Logan.
Sure, let's go ahead. Let's go to David, who's calling from Stockton, California. David, you're on the air.
Hi, David.
Hi. I just want to ask, don't we have a petition to stop Planned Parenthood from doing any abortions because of what they're doing with these babies?
Yeah. So,
why have we not done that?
Well, here's the thing, and I'll let Fan address this. We are addressing the legal issue that can be challenged. In other words, Planned Parenthood's a private organization, so it's really stopping the federal funding. We don't have Congress would not have the authority for them to stop doing abortions unless the law were to change and the Supreme Court were to change. But let's get an update on that. Let's get an update on that right now, Than. Where are we on this issue with Planned Parenthood?
Well, you heard some of this in the open of the broadcast, Jay, but there is some sentiment on Capitol Hill right now that the investigations that are going on, which we support, by the way, but that they should finish before they are stripped of taxpayer funding. And our argument back to them, both pro-life and pro-choice members, is there is no entitlement to taxpayer dollars. It is a privilege, not a right. And the taxpayers have decided on this. The taxpayers want out of the business of selling baby body parts. So that taxpayer funding should be pulled right away, and then the five investigations can proceed, and we see where they go. But it's not a right to have taxpayer dollars, and it should be pulled down immediately.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. We've got one more call on a Planned Parenthood matter I want to get to, and then we're going to get to this Freedom From Religion Foundation. Logan, can we go ahead and quickly do Fred?
Yep. Fred's calling from Mount Vernon, Washington. Fred, you're on the air.
Hey, Fred.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for your ministry and all that you're doing. I had a thought, you know, all of these women that are going to Planned Parenthood for abortions, they go there and they pay them for an abortion. On the other hand, Planned Parenthood turns around and takes their fetus and sells body parts without their permission. Would these women have any chance of suing Planned Parenthood?
Possibly, yes. We've looked at, is there a possibility that the informed consent was not correct? And I think the answer to that is it wasn't. So that's a great question, Fred. And our legal team here at the ACLJ is looking at that. Look, it's a serious issue. And Jordan, quickly here, that is one of the things we've looked at, and that is whether the informed consent was, in fact, valid and informed, because we have the testimony where they've changed what they were going to do, the procedure.
Yeah, that's right. That they may have been altering their procedures, the abortion procedures, so that they can deliver what these either pieces of the children and different body parts or internal organs or the entire intact child. So that is something we're looking at, and that the congressional investigators are looking at as well. And that is illegal, altering your procedures under the law to deliver. And there's also issues with the profiting from sales as well. There may be some loopholes on being able to deliver these fetal tissues, but actually selling them for profit is another issue.
Yeah, so here's exactly right. So let me tell you what we're doing, folks. We're going to get into this Freedom From Religion Foundation issue coming out of the break here. Let me encourage you to do something, though. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255, or you may be getting an email from me today. You may have already got it this morning. We really want you to participate in our matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate is tax deductible. We get a gift for it. aclj.org. We're 1-877-989-2255. We're running a little bit behind where we want to be for this time of the month, right here at the end of the matching challenge campaign, so we could really, really use your help. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You can also sign the petition to defund Planned Parenthood at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 as well. We'll talk to you in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Beware of dogma. It has a bite. Beware of dogma. It wants a fight. Beware of dogma. It will ignite a holy war by itself. Beware of dogma.
So there you have it. This is the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and then they send out these letters threatening the president of Auburn, threatening the president of the University of Alabama, which probably Auburn fans don't mind, but even on this they might. We've got University of Tennessee. I mean, it's an ongoing direct attack. And it's not just SEC schools, by the way.
The schools, the main, basically probably the biggest schools, pretty much the biggest football programs in the country.
Let me read the list to everybody. It's Auburn, University of Georgia, University of South Carolina, Mississippi State, University of Alabama, University of Tennessee, Louisiana State, University of Missouri, University of Washington, Georgia Institute of Technology, Georgia Tech, University of Illinois, Florida State, University of Mississippi, University of Wisconsin, and Clemson. They haven't attacked any of the schools out west, and I don't know if those schools have programs or not. But it's a threat letter that if you don't comply with our model policy, we're going to take you to court. And I'm going to tell you right now, the ACLJ will be prepared, as we always are, to meet this challenge, and we will do just that. So, again, I want you to help the ACLJ. You can do that at aclj.org or 877-989-2255 by participating in our matching challenge campaign.
A lot of people seem to chime in about that song that just came in. That was Beware of Dogma. Beware of Dogma. A classic in the catalog of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. A lot of people are saying you need to challenge them to a battle of the bands. Clearly, you will win.
Yeah, I think we'd win.
I think you win because
we'll play Don't Stop Believing.
Let's just hope they're better in legal issues than they are in music.
Well,
that
I mean,
here's horrendous.
Here's the truth. I mean, Jordan's going to say, I want Jordan and Thad to talk about that. I mean, we're trying to lighten it up a little bit today. But the fact is, Jordan, and we know this, they've gotten judges to agree with them. It's not like they always... We ultimately carry the day, but we sometimes have run into judges that have said, you know, you can't say under God in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I mean, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
Now, ultimately, they have lost. I can't really find a legal victory for Freedom From Religion Foundation. I've seen, you know, when cities, towns, these are usually,
right,
they target, for the most part, cities and towns that are facing some financial difficulties, smaller cities that are scared of even potential legal action. They don't have it in their budget, and they're worried about fighting back. So it's why when we see these kind of new threats,
yep,
that they're putting out there, we put it out so all of you can learn about it and be ready to stand. In this case, it would be with the universities that are getting and receiving these letters from Freedom From Religion,
yep,
Foundation, and they look at it and they say, oh, you know, we don't want to be in any kind of lawsuit. We don't have that kind of budget ready to go. But they're picking on some of the big boys here.
You know, it's interesting. We've got someone coming in. I guess it's at Pink Gal Pink. Wow, so wrong. My father was a chaplain in the U.S. Navy. They have been very aggressive, as have the Military Freedom From Religion Foundation, against military religious freedom as well.
This is what they do, Jay. I mean, they go around the country looking for an expression of specifically Christian faith,
yep,
and then they attack it. And, you know, just to piggyback on what Logan just said, he's better at legal arguments than music. Well, they're not. However, even though they're not bad, not good at those legal attacks, those who are attacked still have to be willing to stand up and fight them. And what we do at the ACLJ is arm those who are attacked with what they need to do to respond and then help them respond.
I'm going to play this bite from Dan Baker, the co-president, because they never go after Islam, by the way. Islam, you know, cutting off the heads of Christians, killing people. But here's what they say about that.
We think that people should read the Quran. And in fact, a lot of our members say reading the Bible is what turned them into atheists. So we encourage reading the books. But if Terry Jones is going to burn a book, he picked the wrong book, because historically, the Bible has been responsible for more bloodshed and intolerance than the Quran has been.
Yeah, so they get an F in history as well. So they're not very good in music, they're not very good in history, and their legal arguments don't carry the day, but we've got to challenge them. Folks, again, let's take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We want your comments on this. We're getting a lot of comments, I have to say, coming in via Periscope and Facebook, and phone calls again. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to play, in the next half hour at least, I'm going to play this Jordan debate with Annie Laurie, the co-galler, the co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We may have time to get into this segment, too, but let's go ahead and take a phone call as well.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Daniel's calling from Louisville, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. My question really was, what is it going to take for us as a society to stop allowing people to use the Constitution in a way that it was never designed to be used, to take away religious freedoms from the people who have them? These universities, the SEC, of course, they're going after the SEC because if it falls, then all the other football conferences will follow because that's where the money is. But the truth is that they're going in and they're suppressing the religious rights of that university to choose whatever they want. Just because it's federally funded to some degree does not give.
Yeah, but some of these are private schools too. Here's the thing. They don't want the spiritual needs of the athletes met by a chaplain, even though if someone did not share that particular faith, and that happens, there are Jewish students that are athletes, there are Muslim students that are athletes, they don't have to, the chaplain doesn't, they're not compelled to go to something, and these are adults. But this is, again, they don't believe in religious tolerance. This is a one-sided argument. It's the Freedom From Religion Foundation's way or the highway, and they're not historically accurate. We come back from the break. I'm going to show for our Facebook audience and our we'll play the audio of a little exchange between Jordan and the co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation about the Ten Commandments inside the Supreme Court. And to our Facebook and Periscope friends, I'll actually show you the picture that we're referring, that Jordan was referring to. So that's coming up. Again, phone calls at 800-684-3110. A lot of comments.
Yep, and to join us on Facebook or on Periscope, all you have to do is go to Jay Sekulow's page on Facebook. So go to Facebook, your normal page, search for Jay Sekulow, or easily just go to Facebook.com/JaySekulow. And on Periscope, the new Periscope app, all you have to do is find us at Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live. You don't just get to listen to the show. You get to be a part of it. Watch us live, be a part of the breaks. Get your questions or comments in that way, and it's a great way to interact with the show and hear an amazing have an amazing conversation with a lot of like-minded people.
Do we have time for one more call before the end of the break?
We'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. Let's go to Brent from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Good.
I appreciate everything you guys do. It's really a blessing to have you on
Thank
the team.
You.
I live in Fort Walton Beach.
We like Fort Walton. It's a great area.
Excuse me?
I love Fort Walton. We like it. Nice area.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This infamous organization has now seen to fit to take time out of their busy schedules to attack little podunk Fort Walton Beach's school board.
What's the attack there?
Supposedly from one family, unbeknownst to anyone, that we're to stop praying before the meetings. And our weak-kneed attorney that we have down here, my apologies to attorney, he is just he's taking his sweet time, and we just all feel that he's going to advise to roll over.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me get – Brent, I'm going to put you on hold here. We'll get some information from you. Since you live in that county, right?
Yes, sir.
We can send – if you authorize us to, we can send a letter down to the school board attorney saying, hey, look, here's what the law really is. And we can get somebody right on it.
Well, as a duly sworn citizen of the United States, I give you permission.
Well, there you go. But let me get you in touch with our legal helpline right now. So hang on the line here, Brett. We're going to get to you right after the break. Hey, folks, we got a lot of comments, a lot of calls coming in. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to participate in our matching challenge campaign. Let me urge you to do that today. It really helps us meet our goal. It's tax deductible. Any amount you donate from us, we get a matching gift for. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. We're here for another 30 minutes. On SiriusXM, you're getting the full hour. A number of stations, of course, on Facebook and Periscope, and ACLJ.org, you get it as well. And like our Facebook pages. And folks, share this right now to get more people involved in the conversation. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110 when we come back.
More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Talking about freedom. We will precipitation, and they say, in God we trust. Then along comes a drought, and dries their crops out, and turns their prayers into dust. Nothing fails like prayer. Nothing fails like prayer. Use your mind.
And then I got the guy from Fort Walton Beach who we're going to help down there saying that the school board is going to roll over on these people because of these people. They're not even good musicians, as Logan said. We beat them in the Battle of Bands, no question.
Thinking like if Jimmy Buffett songs, if Jimmy Buffett didn't like to party.
Yeah, I guess. Let me set this up for you, though, folks. Here's what you got. Jordan, set this up. You were in a debate with Annie Laurie Gaylor. She's the co-president of the family of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And the issue was the pledge and Moses and the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court. Set that up a little bit. Then I'm going to play the bite, but I'm actually going to show the audience the picture of the Ten Commandments when we go play the bite. But go ahead and set this up about exactly what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, I was just calling Freedom From Religion Foundation. I believe we may have been talking about the Mount Soledad cross specifically, though this soundbite doesn't get into that. But what I try to do anytime we directly engage with them is to let people know what they're really all about. And they don't really like that, especially when they know that their message outside of these radical, angry atheists doesn't really resonate with most Americans. Take a listen. Bite 15.
Here we go.
It's been there since 1953, and no one's complained. Until 2012, now 2011, when you had Freedom From Religion Foundation. And this is the group that is against Under God and the Pledge, our national motto, In God We Trust, the National Day of Prayer. I'm sure would like to sandblast some religious references that we have here all over Washington, D.C., maybe Moses from the Supreme Court and the Ten Commandments, because
Moses,
that's what this is like.
This
has got,
Jordan,
a historical reference.
So she said Moses isn't in the Supreme Court, Jordan. We're showing you right now on Facebook and Periscope the picture of the depiction of the courtroom freeze of Moses not only in the Supreme Court, holding the Ten Commandments with the words written in Hebrew. So there it is.
Yep, that's right. Two Moses.
Two shots of Moses.
Not even just one.
Yeah, there's two. All right, let's take some calls. 1-800-684-3110. Hey, Than, when you look at quickly on the situation in the Capitol, I think it's important to reestablish here for folks that the first Capitol architect, they got rid of In God We Trust.
The Capitol Visitor Center was built without the national motto, so Congress passed a statute to put it up, and that is what the Freedom From Religion Foundation sued. And they were going to win, Jay. In fact, they had won until we engaged. That lawsuit was struck down, and now it's inscribed. Just to Jordan's point, their message doesn't resonate. You know how many members they have? About 22,000.
Yeah.
I think
Let's
we can beat
find
them.
That picture of the Capitol Visitor Center with In God We Trust emblazoned over the there in the Capitol Visitor Center. It's Than, describe where it is.
When you walk in the main doors of the Capitol Visitor Center, there is a giant stone beam right in the center, right in front of you, and the words are inscribed. They're about 4 feet tall and probably about 20 or 30 feet wide.
So we're going to get that up for you during the break here as well. All right, let's go ahead.
Yeah, let's take a quick phone call, wrap up the segment. Robert's calling from Riverdale, Maryland. Robert,
Hi, Robert.
You're on the air quickly.
Really quick. Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir. Jay, I wanted to say real quick to you personally, you remind me so much of somebody I used to work with when I was a teenager. He was a drummer, and you are a drummer, right?
I am a drummer.
And he used to come to practice. He had a 250 Yamaha. He put his whole drum set on the motorcycle, and he would come over in the rain.
Yeah, I never did. My mother would never have let me drive a motorcycle. So, but anyways, go ahead quickly, Robert.
Quickly run out of time.
Okay, but you strike me as a similar personality.
I'll tell you what, we're gonna hold you over. It's an interesting conversation because we're coming up on a hard break here. Hey, folks, more of your phone calls, more of your comments. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We're writing on behalf of the Freedom From Religion Foundation regarding the football chaplain at Auburn. That's what the latest letter says. We're responding to all these, by the way, so you can help us do that. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. And then if you want to also participate in supporting the ACLJ, it's really easy. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. We're in a matching challenge, folks. Help us out. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're on air. You can talk to us. 1-800-684-3110 or at Jay Sekulow via Twitter and Periscope and Facebook mentions.
Now I'm
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So there's a little striper to combat the Freedom of Religion Foundation. I'm sure we could play a Petra song in somewhere in the next few minutes. From our band, my bandmate, John Schlitt, we can certainly, we'll do that as well. Hey, we're taking your calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let me encourage you to do that as well. Let's go ahead and take some comments. Oh, we should finish up with, who was on? Did we lose?
Robert, you're back on.
Robert, you're back on. Didn't mean to cut you off there, but what was your comment?
No, that's okay.
Okay, go ahead with your comment.
A lot of that stuff came to me when I was listening.
There you go.
What you said about the atheist society, I know I don't say that correctly, but it reminds me so much of some of the documentaries I saw about people recruiting terrorists. You know, they find somebody who is torn down and, yeah. You know, like any cult or occult or whatever you would call it. And they find somebody who's in a real terrible situation and try to build them up and tell them how wonderful they'll be. And I can't imagine anybody convincing somebody they're going to heaven.
Well, look, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, Robert and Than, what was the number? How many members do they have?
22,700, I believe.
Okay, so they got 22,700. We've got millions. Others have millions. The fact is, what they do, though, Robert, is they attack what Jordan said, vulnerable communities. Now, they're going after some really big colleges here, and we're going to get more into this on tomorrow's broadcast on Mondays. These are big schools they're going, the biggest schools, right?
Absolutely. For college programs, the fact that Alabama is on there will tell you one thing, that they're going after the top dogs in college football.
Yeah, and Jordan, generally, though, they pick on smaller communities, but here they think that they can basically do a frontal attack.
Yeah, that's right. And to try and scare these coaches specifically or athletic directors that received these letters at the school or leaders of the yep. school to investigate, to maybe put pressure and to maybe, you know, give a call to the coach and say, what's going on here? I don't want to get a lawsuit over this. And again, try to cause trouble. And then they'll see, you know, if they get anything from that, and they may go to the next step of threatening a lawsuit, may actually file a lawsuit. And this all comes from, they did a big report, as they yep. call it, a study. And it's basically things they don't like, not things that are illegal or unconstitutional. It's things they don't like in America. And they can complain about that, but it doesn't mean that schools have got to bow bow down to what the Freedom From Religion Foundation is facing. And I hope that they read closely. Just the name alone gives away what they're all about.
There's no doubt about that. Let's take some phone calls and some comments. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110.
We have a lot of comments coming on Periscope. A lot of people, and on Facebook, a lot of people have kind of the similar comments as you do as well. Kind of, why would you spend your time doing this if you don't believe in God? And there is a comment came in that said, are atheists even really trying to convert people? And I would say in that case, yes, some are, obviously. But a lot of this has to do with just the fact that they're kind of riling their own base. They're getting 25,000 people excited about something that is this ridiculous. And they're really just looking for their 15 minutes. Why are you going after Alabama? Because you know you're going to get coverage. You know you're going to get press. One person just wrote in, from Buddy from Facebook, said they spend their lives and souls trying to destroy the belief in God that they say doesn't exist. How rational is that? And that's exactly the point. And that's exactly the point that we have here too at the ACLJ. How can you spend your life essentially going after all of these schools when really it doesn't matter to you one way or the other?
Yeah, but they continue to do it, and that's why we fight back. All right, let's take a phone call. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
All right, we're going to go to Dawn, who's calling from Portland, Oregon. Dawn, you're on the air.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi. They're not only attacking the universities, but also the gay and lesbian are attacking the St. Mary's Girls School in Beaverton, Oregon. Last night on the news, it came out that they had hired a young woman as a counselor for them in April. And in July, she informed them that she was gay and was going to marry her.
Well, I have said this, Dawn, that the challenge on this issue is going to be for the private religious schools or Christian schools to maintain their mission statement and faith commitment in light of what will be Portland's probably human rights laws. That's how they're going to challenge that. Now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation really doesn't get into that. I'm sure they're supportive of that kind of thing, but that's not their thing. Their thing is go after faith. I mean, they are really targeted on faith. That is their modus operandi. That is what their issue is. That's what they want to do. So that's why I want to focus on this. And tomorrow we're going to let you know how you could actually be part of a letter that we're going to send. It'll be a committee with a letter that we're sending to all of these schools to tell them not to back down to the Freedom of Religion Foundation.
All right, let's move on to our next call. Darlene is calling from Edmond, Oklahoma, watching on Facebook. Wait, we'll wave to you. Hi. Hi Darlene. Thanks for watching. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay, but I can't see you. My computer's down.
There you go. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Mine's more of a comment, yep, of encouragement here. First, we all know that the lawyers run the United States, but you right now, I'm just appreciative of everything that you do.
Well, let me tell you this, Darlene. First of all, we appreciate you watching on Facebook or listening on Christian radio, wherever you're hearing us. As lawyers, and a couple of us on this are lawyers, our job is to challenge an injustice and stand for an injustice, against an injustice. And I want to go to Fan on this, because it's whether it's in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to get Jordan to comment as well, whether it's in Washington, D.C., or Fort Walton Beach, Florida, or the University of Alabama, this group particularly targets these entities, and they'll initially get capitulation sometimes. That's where we've got to work with the lawyers to strengthen them in this process. Ben?
Well, they do, and it's important to point out, Jay, that these complaints almost never come from the students themselves, or in other cases, from the alleged victims. I mean, in this case, we're talking about adult students, athletes who specifically chose that institution, were recruited by that coach, and knew the program that they were entering. Plus, they could opt out of any particular prayer or activity that they objected to. So this is pure intimidation.
Yeah.
But they do win unless lawyers, people who have the legal expertise, step in and provide the answers that school is in need of.
All right. So, Jordan, let me ask you this, because you've tangled with them probably the most of any of us on here. They are very selective on what. Now, they're going after Logan said this. They're going after big schools here. This is not like their normal approach.
No, and they're taking a bit of a different approach as well, even in the letters to these schools. And so it's not as much of a threat yet. It's more of a, you should do this. We want you to do this. We think you're doing something wrong here, and maybe you should know about it. So, again, I think because of the size of these schools and these institutions. And then what we're doing here, we have to make sure that it gets exposed, because not that many people are going to the Freedom From Religion Foundation website to check out their press releases. Right. So that these people who are live, you know, attended these schools, go to these schools, have family at these schools, you know, and they stand with them. And these are state universities, so you can do a lot because at this level, it's up to your government ultimately to make these decisions.
All right, we're going to take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We call them the angry atheist because that's what they are. And we're taking your calls and comments again at 800-684-3110. We're getting a lot of comments. I know Logan's trying to manage hundreds of comments coming in.
Yep, that's right. We have hundreds of thousands of comments coming in on Facebook and on Periscope. We try to get through as many as possible. Lori put on Facebook, "Hey, Christians, I read the last page of the Bible. Guess what? We win."
Yep.
One person said they saw you today on Fox News, so that was good. We also had one person said they are listening in Alaska, and they always share everything the ACLJ is doing.
We appreciate
sign
that.
All the petitions. But really, most of the comments are just people just sort of, you know, almost, it's not even enraged as much as it is just confused of why these people would even spend this much time doing this. And look, a lot of it has to do with the fact that this is their moment to shine. This is their 15 minutes of fame because of the fact that, look, I have a lot of atheist friends. We have people that are atheists that are around us every day. They aren't necessarily people joining these groups and violently going attacking, you know, all of Christendom, essentially. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But here's the thing you got to understand, and this, I think, is really important, folks, and this is where I want to get your comments. They also have an administration that is friendly to them. And they will make allegations in the complaint. Dan's going to talk about one that was not too far from Washington, D.C., the Blandensburg Cross, where the allegations in the complaint, and I'm going to get this for Monday, but I want Dan could preview it today. Tell him what was in that complaint, Dan, because this is, folks, this is unbelievable.
The commenter asked the question, why would they even bother with this? In the complaint against the Bladensburg Cross, which is just down the road from where I'm sitting now, they said that they literally got physically ill driving by it. That's how ridiculous their complaints would be. And never mind, it's an image, Jay, that they say they don't believe in, and yet looking at it makes them physically ill.
Yeah, well, look the other way. Or you know what? Tolerate something you don't agree with. It's called America. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We got a couple open lines, so we can take some more calls at 1-800-684-3110. Get your comments on this. Logan's going to be talking with Than tomorrow, maybe somebody else as well, joining that program on this topic. And then Monday, we're going to launch into an in-depth analysis of the cases they've brought. But they also have a friendly administration, and I say that because a lot of the judges that have been appointed by President Obama are strict separationists, meaning they want no faith. They would say to the chaplains at the schools that are state schools, no. Your reaction about that? We'll take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. When we come back, the Ground Zero Cross will be the subject of conversation. You're hearing the song by The Cross Remains by John Schlitt, done with our team here, and we want to encourage you to listen to that. But again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to participate in the matching challenge. And again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Your voice will make a difference. You want to talk to us on air? 800-684-3110.
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. A critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions has just been introduced in the Senate. But the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on lawmakers to reject this vital legislation, not even put it up for a vote. It's critical that the Senate take up and approve this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed.
This life-saving measure already has been approved in the House. Now the focus is on the Senate. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on members of the Senate to pass this critical measure without delay. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. Got the angry atheists we're fighting with now. Now they're going after pretty much every major football program in the country as football starts next week. You've got all these major schools. I'm holding the letter from that was sent to Auburn University by this group. And this is something that was, I will tell you, we are fighting back aggressively. We're sending letters to every school as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to participate in our matching challenge campaign. And if you want to talk to us on air, this is a great time to do it. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
We got a lot of comments coming in, a lot of calls. Let's go ahead and go to Mary Ellen calling from Chicago, Illinois. You are on the air.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Oh, hello. As I was listening to this conversation about these schools, it occurred to me, isn't this discriminatory? Because all these schools have Muslim prayer rooms, and I doubt that they're going after them.
Of course, Jordan, they never – Mary Ellen, great question. They never go after them.
That's right. They never seem to go after any faith other than Christianity because it's the easy target. Look, why? Because they know that most Christians are normal people who aren't going to go do something radical and crazy against them, unlike certain other faiths that stuff goes wrong when you start going after them. Again, it, because of the fact that Christians sometimes don't speak up, sometimes Christians can be a little more mild-mannered in their situations, they find an easier way to attack them. But, and because of the fact that it's the majority of people.
But, Jordan, they never go after these other groups.
No, I mean, you see in the defense, we play the soundbite, the defense of Islam. And, again, you see the violence that has come from Islam around the world, and they're not willing to create a Quran warning label. And they don't put up signs, beware of Islam. And, of course, would they even have the guts to do that? Again, they focus all of their, whether it's their legal threats, whether it's their animosity and really hatred of religious belief, it's really focused on Christianity specifically in America.
All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. And then we're going to go through a lot of the comments that have been coming in.
That's right. And if you've got a question or comment to it, call us right now. You'll have just a few more minutes to get your call in, 1-800-684-3110. Make sure to call right now and get your comment in. Sandy is calling from Carson, Washington. Sandy, you're on the air.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Jay. Thank you so much for all you do.
Sure.
So a question. So if atheists don't believe that God exists, then what makes them continue to put effort to prove that he doesn't? And so since they're doing that, doesn't that mean, since they're fighting to take God out of the equation and prove that he doesn't exist, doesn't that mean that they have to believe that God does exist?
Well, they, look, this is their religion. I mean, Than, it is fair to say, because you've dealt with, we've had to deal with them in Washington. I mean, this is their, Sandy, this is their form of religion. They're not, I'm not talking about every atheist in the country. I'm talking about the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the Military Freedom From Religion Foundation. They are angry, and that anger, of course, I think it's a conviction, but it's an anger. And the fact of the matter is they'll sometimes aim at little targets, easier targets for them, the smaller towns. But they've taken on the big football programs here, Than. But this is – let me play this bite, and then I'm going to get Than to comment on this as well. And this was Eric Boland trying to figure out what is it about these groups. Take a listen to this. This was back from June of 2012. Dan Barker, the president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, was being interviewed by our friend Eric Boland.
I'm trying to figure out why an atheist group is responding to someone who's not even a member of your group to ask another town to take action.
That's what we do all over the country. We, just like the ACLJ, Christian outside groups complain about religious issues in other states. We're doing the same thing.
Not exactly just like the ACLJ, I might add. First of all, by God's grace, our success record is better than 0 to 100. That's number one. Number two, the reality is these folks have got an agenda and an edge. It's pretty tough. Hey, Than, on that Brandenburg cross, though, describe it for what people what we're talking about.
This is a cross that was a war memorial. It's in the middle of an intersection. We actually have some video, I think, on ACLJ.org of Jordan visiting the site. But it's simply in the middle of this circle where you will walk around or ride your bike around or drive your car around. And their argument literally said that they were physically ill looking at it. Again, a symbol they don't believe in, and yet it makes them physically ill. That's why their arguments are so easy to pick apart. And that's why, in a way, Jay, they're a little fun to go after because they just don't make any sense.
Well, we're fighting back on him, and we've got a couple calls here. I want to get to these calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, Gary's calling from West Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Good. There's a cure for that sickness that those people are getting. It's called going overseas and voicing out loud your objections and all of your opinions and see what part of you gets cut off first.
Well, I mean, that's why we live in the greatest country in the world, because even the angry atheists can speak out, and that's fine, but we have the right in America to utilize court systems and legal procedures. You don't have that in most parts of the world.
All right, let's take one more call. Alan's calling from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good.
Good, yeah, I'm a graduate of Auburn University, actually. I know Chet Williams, who's the chaplain there, and you know, student athletes have absolutely no pressure put on them to go see him or to partake in religious activities. They're free to do that if they want to. There are also other religions that have access to that.
So, okay, Alan, you know the chaplain. So describe the chaplain for us.
Yeah, he's a wonderful man. He's a football player, ex-football player. He's very close to a lot of the players. He grew up in situations similar to many of those athletes.
Yep.
Where they're from. So he can sympathize with them. He's helped tremendously in many, many situations that they've been in. He's a valuable asset to many of the athletes, and he's very well regarded and thought of.
Well, this is why I will tell you, Alan, the reason why we're fighting back on this.
Absolutely. And Alan, we're going to get some of your contact information, so when we put you on hold, make sure you contact them. But that's true. It's absolutely true. You know, we're hearing all these comments specifically from Auburn, and we'll be sending you a book as well.
I'm going to send Alan our book on Democratic. I appreciate that call. Jordan, quickly here as we wrap it up, and then Logan's going to hit some comments. The fact of the matter is that we take them seriously because they do get these. They've got Obama-appointed judges oftentimes, or left-of-center judges that'll initially give them a favorable ruling. So we've got to get it up usually to the Court of Appeals. We've won it every time, but you got to still take it seriously.
Yeah, and you have to be ready to support those who may face that lawsuit, may face the threat of even the lawsuit, and make sure that they're well informed, make sure they know the communities behind them and their state leaders are behind them, because they, like you said, it's all about the threat that we will take you to court. Not that we'll beat you in court, but that we'll even take you to court.
Well, that's why we're fighting back, and I encourage everybody to continue the fight with us. You can do that at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 for that matching challenge. But we need to go. Tons of comments have come in from Facebook and Periscope and from radio. We really appreciate it.
Right. We'll keep some of them. We'll hold them over to tomorrow. But tomorrow we'll be back live on the radio and on Facebook and on Periscope. You can join us live. Be a part of the conversation. It's a great way. A lot of thanks for fighting back. We just got that from Alice. You know, one person said, if we become physically ill looking at atheists, can they be removed?
No, and the answer to that is, of course not, but it's a good tongue-in-cheek, because they actually, I'm going to have it for you Monday, folks. I'm going to have the team pull the complaints on the, I think it was the Ground Zero cross, and maybe the Blandensburg cross, as Stan mentioned. It was the one that made them physically ill. That is going to do it for the broadcast today. Logan will be hosting tomorrow with Than. Jordan and I will be out, but we will encourage you to listen to the broadcast. They'll have a lot of fun, I am sure. They will have a lot of fun tomorrow on the broadcast. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we really want you to participate in our matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift. We had a big gift come in from radio yesterday. Really makes a difference. $5 is 10, 10 is 20, 100 is 200, 500 is 1,000. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to be part of that challenge.
More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.